Okay, diving into new tech, especially screens, can feel like trying to read another language, right? All those acronyms.
Absolutely. It gets confusing fast.
So today, we're tackling OLED. It's popping up everywhere, and we want to get to, the real story behind it.
Exactly. We've sifted through some material focusing specifically on OLED, how it works, how it stacks up against LCD, and what actual buyers seem to think.
And the mission is simple.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's figure out what makes OLED tick, what the key plus points are, without drowning in super technical jargon.
Perfect. So let's start right there. What's the fundamental, like the absolute core difference between an OLED screen and the LCDs most of us have used for years?
It really boils down to light. LCDs need a separate light source, a backlight, that shines through a whole stack of layers.
Including those liquid crystals, right?
Exactly, the liquid crystals that twist and turn to make the image. But OLED, totally different approach.
How so?
Each individual pixel in an OLED screen creates its own light. It's
Yeah.
self-emissive.
Ah, okay. So no big backlight panel sitting behind everything.
None at all. And no liquid crystal layer needed either.
Fewer layers. That sounds, well, simpler. I'm picturing the diagrams we saw. OLED looks much less cluttered inside.
It is. Structurally, it's way simpler. Fewer components overall.
And what does that simplicity actually get us, the viewers?
Some really key benefits jump out immediately.
Right.
First, the source calls it light leakage free,
Maybe.
meaning when a pixel is told to be black, it's off, completely off, no light. So you get true, deep, inky blacks.
Which gives you amazing contrast, I bet, like in dark movie scenes.
Precisely. Infinite contrast, technically. Big deal for picture quality. And the other, immediate win from that simple structure.
Let me guess. Thinner.
Yep, slim, sleek design. Fewer layers mean less bulk.
Okay. And you mentioned no liquid crystal layer. Does that impact performance beyond just structure? Our source mentioned viewing angles, response times.
Absolutely. Getting rid of that liquid crystal layer has direct performance benefits. You get a much wide viewing angle.
Ah, so you don't get that washed out look if you're sitting off to the side.
Much less so, yeah. The color and brightness stay more consistent even from sharp angles. The source pegs OLED at around 120 degrees versus maybe 70 for a comparable QD LCD, which is a big difference.
Okay, that's significant for watching with family or friends. And the other thing, response time.
Faster response time. Because you don't have liquid crystals physically moving, the pixels can switch on and off or change color incredibly quickly.
Faster how? Like noticeably faster.
Oh, yeah. The data mentions MPRT. That's motion picture response time. Basically, how blurry moving images look, being lower for OLED. Think 6 milliseconds versus maybe 8.8 for LCD on average, then.
Okay, less blur is always good.
And even more dramatic is GTG, gray to gray, how fast a pixel changes color. OLED is listed at like 0.001 milliseconds.
Wow, practically instant.
Compared to maybe 5 milliseconds for LCD, it makes a huge difference in fast moving scenes, games, sports, action films.
Yeah.
Much sharper.
Got it. Okay, so better blacks, wider viewing angles, faster response. What about what actual people think?
Our sources had some consumer survey stuff, right?
They did. It was focused, mind you, upper 30% income, looking at larger TVs over $1,500 back in 2014, 2015. So a specific snapshot.
And what did that snapshot show? There was this mention of a gap, OLED LCD.
Yeah, it indicated that for that group, there was a perceived gap. In at least one key comparison area, there was a huge preference swing towards OLED, like a 74% difference favoring it.
74%. That's not subtle.
No. Even accounting for potential errors, it suggests OLED's advantages were resonating strongly with those particular buyers at that time.
Interesting. Okay, back to the tech specs for a second. We mentioned slimness earlier. How much slimmer are we talking?
The comparison in the source was pretty stark. A competitor's flagship LCD was noted as being, maybe 35 millimeters at its thinnest, but much thicker elsewhere, and weighing around 25 kilos.
Okay, hefty. And the OLED. The LG flagship OLED mentioned was significantly thinner, maybe around 6 millimeters at its slimmest point, and about 30% lighter around 17.6 kilos. The source used phrases like 15 slimmer and 30% lighter.
That's a difference you definitely feel, especially mounting it on a wall.
For sure. Easier to handle, sleeker look.
And the source materials also listed a bunch of other desirable traits. Excellent viewing angle, which we covered, but also perfect curved, accurate color reproduction, paper slim, flexible, even infinite contrast.
Right, and those really all tie back to that core OLED tech, the self-lit pixels.
How so? Like the flexibility part.
Well, because you don't need a rigid backlight structure, OLED panels can be made on flexible plastic substrates instead of just glass. That opens the door to curved.
Or even rollable screens we've seen prototypes of.
Exactly. And accurate color reproduction and infinite contrast come from that pixel level control. You get pure blacks, vibrant colors right next to them to handle stuff like WTG, wide color gamut, and HDR really well. Supports high resolutions like 4K and 8K naturally.
It sounds like a lot of the cutting edge features really lean into OLED's strengths.
That's how the source presents it. It even mentions things like slim, curved, and flexible under LCD's limitation, suggesting LCD tech struggles to match OLED in those specific design and performance aspects.
Right. It needs more complex engineering to try and imitate those OLED characteristics.
Kind of, yeah. Achieving that same combination of slimness, flexibility, and perfect pixel control is inherently harder with a backlight-based system.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the main takeaway seems to be that OLED's fundamental design, those self-lighting pixels, gives it some clear built-in advantages over traditional LCDs.
I think that's fair. Better contrast, faster response, wider viewing angles, and enabling thinner, lighter, potentially even flexible designs.
And consumer perception, at least in some segments, seems to reflect those advantages.
It pointed that way, yes.
So a final thought then for you listening. Given these core differences, this different way of making light and images that OLED uses, what do you think comes next? Will display tech keep refining OLED, or could something totally new come along and change the game again, maybe challenging OLED's strengths?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Definitely something to think about, especially how future screens might change how we watch, play, or interact every day.